行也不是神的真相，那为什么能把它给我？那么，Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasadaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatyati Satarine Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya So we continue reading from the 7th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam in preparation for Lord Nrisimhadev's appearance day on 3rd of May. It'll be this coming Sunday. And we continue from the 5th chapter of the 7th canto, Prahlad, the saintly son of Hiranyakashipu. It's a very famous verse on the process, 9 processes of devotional service. And today we will discuss about Pada Sevana. We have many devotees given that name, initiated name, Pada Sevana also. So I'll read once, because we've been reading it for the last few days. And then we'll go to the purport regarding that. Sri Prarada Uvacha Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atma Nivedanam. There is a second part, because there are 2 slokas here and it's not there, so I'll just recite it by myself. Iti Pum Sarpita Vishnu Bhaktis Chennavalakshana Kriyeta Bhagavati Adha Tanmanyeditam Uttamam. Translation. Prahlad Maharaj said, hearing and chanting about the transcendental holy name, form, qualities, paraphernalia, and pastimes of Lord Vishnu, remembering him, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, offering the Lord respectful worship with 16 types of paraphernalia, offering prayers to the Lord, becoming his servant, considering the Lord one's best friend, and surrendering everything unto him. In other words, serving him with the body, mind, and words. These 9 processes are accepted as pure devotional service. One who has dedicated his life to the service of Krishna through these 9 methods should be understood to be the most learned person, for he has acquired complete knowledge. So I'm going to read the purport. Very interesting. Just before, there is one nice purport here, part of the purport, prior to discussing these different topics, these 9 different items in devotional service. The 9 different processes enunciated by Prahlad Maharaj, who learned them from Narad Muni, may not at all be required for the execution of devotional service. If a devotee performs only one of these 9 without deviation, he can attain the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sometimes it is found that when one performs one of the processes, other processes are mixed with it. That is not improper for a devotee. When a devotee executes any one of the 9 processes, Navalakshana, this is sufficient. The other 8 processes are included. Now let us discuss these 9 different processes. They're all interrelated. Number 4, Pada Sevanam. According to one's taste and strength, hearing and chanting and remembrance may be followed by Pada Sevanam. One obtains the perfection of remembering when one constantly thinks of the lotus feet of the Lord. Being intensely attached to thinking of the Lord's lotus feet is called Pada Sevanam. When one is particularly adherent to the process of Pada Sevanam, this process gradually includes other processes, such as seeing the form of the Lord, touching the form of the Lord, circumambulating the form or temple of the Lord, visiting such places as Jagannath Puri, Dwarka, and Mathura to see the Lord's form, and bathing in the Ganges or Yamuna. Bathing in the Ganges and serving a pure Vaishnava are also known as Tadiya Upashanam. This is also Pada Sevanam. The word Tadiya means in relationship with the Lord. Service to the Vaishnava, Tulasi, Ganges, and Yamuna are included in Pada Sevanam. All these processes of Pada Sevanam help one advance in spiritual life very quickly. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Rave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutane Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swa Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Ditam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sagadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Shakambitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishpare Vishavana Sute Deve Pranamami Hare Priye Panchakalpatarubhyascha Kipashindubhya Evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sri Prarada Ubacha, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam Bandhanam Dasyam Shakyam Atman Vedanam Iti Pumsarpita Vishno Bhaktischenna Balakshana Kriyeta Bhagavati Adha Tanmanyeditam Uttamam. So the topic under discussion today is Padasevanam. In the Hari Bhakti Kalpa Latika, chapter 7, text 1, the meaning of Padasevanam is as follows. Ata Padasevanam aha tat karma vista chetove rupacharae ripochitae paricharya murare murarate padasevanam uchate. Which means, worshipping Sri Krishna with opulent ingredients for his pleasure by those who are attached to this activity is known as padasevanam. One time, Srila Prabhupada was once told by one of his disciples that Srila Prabhupada, we just want to cling on to your lotus feet all the time. And Prabhupada says, it's not possible because I keep on moving. I always keep on moving. Actually, the main objective of Srimad Bhagavatam is that we all surrender unto the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. That is the main message. The main meditation of those who are surrendered unto the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord is that they always hankering that they meditation is that always be on the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. For the neophyte, when they have darshan of the Supreme Lord, they always go straight to the lotus face. The form of the Lord is compared to different parts as lotus. Because lotus, Prabhupada mentions one time that this is the last most beautiful thing in the material world. And lotus also is considered as, even though being underwater, it is not touched by the water. Those devotees who are fully surrendered unto the Supreme Lord, they also have lotus features. Also, their feet are considered as lotus feet, not just the Supreme Lord. So for a neophyte devotee, he will go straight directly to the lotus face. Or lotus eyes. Not knowingly that we're told that Prabhupada says to have darshan of the Supreme Lord, we should go start from the
lotus feet.
In the material essence, the feet is like the dirtiest. You don't touch your feet with any item. We are told like that in the beginning, in the new Bhakta program. You don't touch your feet with anything. To move something, use your hand. Isn't it? If you move something with your feet, it is considered as very unethical because feet is very dirty. However, when it comes to transcendental platform, the feet is the most desirable to have darshan or to touch. Jai Shri Shri Gaurinitai Guru Parampara Shri Shri Krishna Balaram Radhesham Dalita Vishakha Devi Ki Jai. Because the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord is the abode of all of His opulences. Anyone who takes shelter on the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord is considered that he surpasses all of the material contaminations. One cannot take shelter on the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord if he still has material contamination, because the lotus feet is transcendental. We cannot do it. Just like this progression, if one is not pure in chanting and hearing, then he cannot have always be remembering the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's not possible. And that remembrance part, even the inhabitants of Vrindavan, you know, what to say of even the demigods like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, they're always hankering for, they're always sought after by these different personalities. Very difficult to attain the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, taking shelter, without taking shelter on the lotus feet of Guru. This is the most essential. In Krishna consciousness, we have many, many problems, but as soon as one surrenders and takes shelter on the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, all the problems get solved. All the problems get solved. So one may ask, well, there's so many intelligent people, there's so many famous people, how come if this is the solution by taking shelter under the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, how come they don't do it? It is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the reply to this is that one must surrender first unto the lotus feet of a Vaishnava. Then one can surrender unto the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. Surrendering unto the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, for those who have pride, it's not possible to do, because one must bow down. It's like even in India, this is the etiquette, you know, young ones, they bow down to the elderly, trying to touch their feet. That is the proper etiquette. So a person, if he wants to surrender unto the Supreme Lord, he must take shelter on the lotus feet of a Vaishnava. And taking shelter of the lotus feet of a Vaishnava means following his instructions. Sometimes, Maharaj, please give me your blessings. You know, they said that, ask that to Prabhupada also. Swamiji, give us your blessings. Asking for blessings but not following instructions doesn't go together. It's not compatible. Asking for blessings from the Supreme Lord or to the Vaishnavas, from the Vaishnavas, means following his instructions. So it is not possible for everyone to surrender unto the lotus feet and serve the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. Not everyone, only those who are surrendered. And especially if the mind is not peaceful, very much disturbed, not possible to think always also of the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. We may try as hard as possible, but it will not happen. The pure devotees of the Lord, their meditation is always on the Supreme Personality of Godhead's lotus feet. It's amazing. How is this? How is this so? The lotus feet of the Supreme Lord is an abode of all pleasure. It's like here, Prabhupada says, in Krishna Balaram Mandir, the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord is easily available. You see the lotus feet of Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Gornitai, and Krishna. But how about Radharani? It's not available, isn't it? We cannot have darshan only once in the year or twice a year. And Radhastami and Gopastami. I went inside during the Chandan Yatra. Devotees were very busy decorating the form of the Supreme Lord. And when I enter, some of them, they're doing the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. It is hidden. No one can see. But the way they do it is that as if really that is her lotus feet. They're putting, you know, nice decoration around. One devotee told me, okay, why don't you put a toe ring? A toe ring, you know? Toe ring. I said, why? Why do you have to do it? No, you have to do it because this is the lotus feet. I was surprised how the devotion of the devotees are like this. The lotus feet of Srimati Radharani are very, very special. No one can see the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, only Krishna and the devotees and Radhastami and during Gopastami. So, few years ago, I compiled about this for meditation and what they mean. These different articles, items, and Sri Radhika's footprints. I'm going to mention a few of them, which you probably don't know. On the left foot of Srimati Radharani, there is a flag, lotus, a goad, that means the one I use for elephant, controlling elephant, barley corn, upcurving line, disc, umbrella, bracelet, creeper, flower, and a half moon. There are 11 of them. On the right foot of Srimati Radharani, there is a conch, a fish, a mountain, an altar, a club, an earring, a spear, a chariot. There are 8 of them. So we're just gonna pick in random these different items and their meanings, because they have different meanings in regarding to her and Krishna or with the devotees. For the flag, flag means security and protection from all sorts of fear. Just like Arjuna's chariot, right? Has a flag of Hanuman. And Radha's foot, the supreme victory for all the gopis who are aware of her glories, life's glories. Lotus means increases greed for nectar in the minds of the bee-like devotees who meditate on their feet. It refers to periods of her man pouting when Krishna's lotus hands come to massage her feet. Their feet are so soft as lotus. Upon seeing them, that means Krishna also has a lotus and is one of his feet. Upon seeing them, like fresh lotus blossoms. See, the lotus, when the sun rises, the lotus blossoms. And when the sun sets, the lotus also contracts. And it is explained that the lotus feet of the spiritual master is considered as this when the for those who wants to take advantage and greedy for getting Krishna's mercy and attraction. Because actually the main purpose of why we do bhakti is to get Krishna's attraction, to attract Krishna. Krishna is the most attractive, but he becomes attracted to those persons who are surrendered and sincerely performing devotional service without any motives unto him. He becomes sold out. So the lotus feet of the spiritual master, for any disciples who would like to take advantage of this, is wide open to attain pure devotional service. Now, but sometimes this is easily available for everyone who would like to take advantage. But sometimes we see the disciples due to some aparad, either Vaishnava aparad or Nama aparad, that the lotus feet of the spiritual masters giving shelter and mercy and blessings become closed. It's like when the sun sets, the lotus flower contracts. The availability of the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord and his pure devotees towards everyone is always there, but it becomes closed to those who commit aparad, especially Vaishnava aparad. So just as bees live inside lotus flowers, similarly the minds of the gopis always reside in the nectar of their lotus feet. It's like we sing every day, Shiguru Charana Padma. The lotus feet of our spiritual master are the only way by which we can attain pure devotional service. Right? We pray that unto the lotus feet of the spiritual master to please purify our hearts And it's not possible if we don't follow His instructions. One will not have a taste for hearing and chanting and remembering what to say of having always meditating on the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord if one is not able to follow the instructions of Sri Guru. It's very simple. It says here, one obtains the perfection of remembering when one constantly thinks of the lotus feet of the Lord. And this is the oldest meditation. Srimati Radharani, she has umbrella on her one of her foot, on the left foot. Umbrella means shielded from the incessant rainfall of material miseries. Her feet provide relief to Krishna from the scorching heat felt in her separation. One cannot become fully Krishna conscious if one is not feeling this intense separation. It's not possible. When you have an umbrella, then it's like in the middle of summer, then you become free from heat. You are sheltered. One more. Flower. This is unique to Radha's foot. It shows the divine fame of her feet spreads everywhere like a fragrance of a flower. Fish. Oh, what fish has to do with the Radharani's lotus feet or Krishna's feet? Materially, fish is very smelly. You don't want to be, near a fish. Sometimes when we go Harinam, we go in a fish market. Very intense smell. Fish cannot live without water. So similarly, devotees cannot live for a moment without directly associating with the Lord's lotus feet. So that fish signifies, says here, all the desires and longings will be truly fulfilled. Not for a moment that Radha is without Krishna. So Krishna is always with Radha and Radha is always with Krishna. And the devotees are always with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the divine couple. Just like the fish has to be always living within the water. So we'll just discuss a little bit more from here. You also heard from here. Circumambulating the Lord, seeing the form of the Lord, touching the form of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, visiting such places as Jagannath Puri, Dwarka and Mathura to see the Lord's form, and bathing in the Ganges or Yamuna. This is also Padasevanam. Why? Because the Lord performed His Leela there. Just like the demigods, they prayed in the womb of Mother Devaki before Krishna appearing. I'm going to read that. Discha hare sya babata pado bubho bharo panitas tava janmane sistitu dischan kitam twat padakai susobhanai drakshama gamjam cha tabanakumpitam. Which means, O Lord, we are fortunate because the heavy burden of the demons upon this earth is immediately removed by your appearance. Indeed, we are certainly fortunate, for we shall be able to see upon this earth and in the heavenly planets the marks of lotus, conch shell, club, and disc that adorn your lotus feet. So Krishna, when Krishna walks on this earth and in the heavenly planets, He marks, His lotus feet marks the surroundings. That's why Here in Vrindavan, it is always very auspicious, always good to touch the sand. Kali Yuga progresses, Govardhan Hill is sinking one mustard seed every day. Yamuna is going to also disappear as Kali Yuga progresses. But the only thing that will remain is Brajaraj. And usually the Brajabasis, they will also, whenever they will travel, they will take some dust, put them in a container, and they will eat a little bit of this dust. So who knows? If you're lucky, if you touch one of the places in Vrindavan, probably Krishna had passed through there, well, automatically you will attain love of God very quickly. Unfortunately, instead of preserving these different areas, Leela Stali or the Parikrama Mark, they put this pavement, strong concrete, commercializing it. In some places, the dust of Vrindavan is like Johnson baby powder, soft. You know, seen Johnson baby powder, very soft. When you go on Parikrama, like Brajamandal Parikrama, you will also have this kind of experience. So these different tirthas, like Jagannath Puri, is a dham. Dhamma means place where Lord Krishna performed his pastimes, like Dwarka or Mathura. Anyone who goes there, very, very easily, one can attain love of God, because that is also serving the Lord Padasevanam. Taking bath in Ganges, because Ganges came from the spiritual world because of having pierced by the toenails of Bamana Dev. The Ganges River flowing from all the three worlds, very, very purifying. And some people, they want to get so much purification that they will build houses near the Ganges, like you go to Mayapur, or along the Ganges River. People will take bath many, many times. Sometimes they almost live there. Because it's very purifying. On the other hand, it says in the Srimad Bhagavatam that the contact with a pure devotee of the Lord is more purifying than the Ganges. Because even if you have moments association with a pure devotee of the Lord, it can invoke pure love of God instantly. You don't have to take bath many, many times. Yamuna is more powerful than Ganges River, because Krishna spent more time with his cowherd boyfriends and his cowherd girlfriends swimming in the Yamuna. So if you go swimming in Yamuna, that is also Padasevana, because the water has been touched by the transcendental form of the Supreme Lord and His lotus feet. So here, bathing in the Ganges and serving a pure Vaishnava are also known as Tadiya Upashanam. This is also Padasevanam. Anything that has a relationship with the Supreme Lord, this Tadiya, is so purifying. Can also give pure love of Godhead instantly. It's like we mentioned the other day from the Padma Purana, the items that's been used by the spiritual master is considered as very, very purifying. The Charanamrita that's been used, washing, abhishek from the lotus feet of the spiritual master. If one takes this, I've read somewhere that Charanamrita is more powerful if you touch it in your head than drinking the Charanamrita. That's why when you see devotees, they take Charanamrita and then they go like this. So they get double mercy. Huh? Actually, we don't have to wash our hands after Charanamrita. Because it's so purifying. You're washing these different items that's been offered to the Supreme Lord, thinking yourself to be more cleaner after washing. But that is so purifying, it actually contains love of God. If we have that much faith. It says, if you drink Charanamrita every day, you will never get sick. One time, Srila Prabhupada got sick when he was a young boy, and the doctor prescribed chicken soup. This is the remedy, right? But then Gaur Mohanda says, no. We don't take this. I will let him just do some fasting. But as a result, they gave him this Charanamrita. And we have many instances also, many devotees, they were very sick. And they were only taking Charanamrita. And they get cured. Because of the faith that they have towards the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. So, remnants from the Supreme Lord also, this is called Tadiya, remnants from the spiritual master, his Pasaram, also very, very important. One time Prabhupada was once asked, is it okay for sannyasi to live remnants? He says, no. Sannyasi should not leave any remnants. But sometimes a spiritual master, to give his mercy, he will leave remnants for the disciples to take. There's so many stories whereby they're offering Srila Prabhupada prasadam, and the prasadam is so good that Prabhupada did not leave any one morsel left behind. And they will mix the prasadam, also mahaprasad. In Delhi, they do that during the feast. I think we do that also in Vrindavan, right? We mix up the mahaprasad because they say, no, I want that one. I don't like this one. No, they have both the same potency. Prasadam is prasadam. That means if you like the other one and you don't like the other one, that means you're still in the mental platform. If the main purpose of taking the mahaprasad from the Supreme Lord or from his pure devotee is to attain love of God, then you will never think, I like this one and I don't like this one. So all of these are processes of padasevanam. Just like circumambulating the temple, we've seen devotees during Mangal Arti. That's very good. Circumambulating. But sometimes I've seen devotees, even before, you know, just like the start of Vibhavari Sesha, they're already doing circumambulation. I don't think that is proper though. They should have darshan of the Lord first, be happy that the Lord is giving darshan to them, instead of immediately going in parikrama and start to finish their rounds. That is not so important. I don't think so. In some temples, they will close the parikrama mark during when the deities will be honoring prasad. It's like if you go to Govindaji, or in some Jaipur, some of the temples, and even here in Vrindavan, I believe so. Is that correct? But here we're so liberal. It's open all the time, the parikrama mark. It's like in Radha Gokulananda temple, the parikrama marg, you have to go downstairs in order to circumambulate the deities. It's not flat. They still want to do that. So most of the temples are made in such a way that there is a provision that the devotees can do padasevanam by circumambulating the deities. Okay, I'll stop here. Any questions? Any comments? I'm going to quote another one here. Okay. Before this is being going there, I'll mention one quote. To understand the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna, says Narottam Das Thakur, you must serve the lotus feet of Sri Rupa Goswami with intense eagerness. Serving means hearing. Serving the lotus feet. Just listen to this, okay? Serving means hearing or studying. Chanting and strictly following the teachings of Sri Rupa Goswami. Serving also means praying to, crying out to, meditating upon and dedicating your entire life to the lotus feet of Sri Rupa Goswami, who is none other than Sri Rupa Manjari. Not possible otherwise. To understand the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna, that means we have to serve, not just reading and no practical application of what you read. Yes, Mataji?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, you explained the subject very nicely. Thank you very much. But I want to ask you that ladies are not allowed to touch the lotus feet of spiritual master. But how can we get the mercy of spiritual master?
You can, through your mind. Just like when Lord Krishna went to Mathura, everybody is embracing him. Through the mind or physically? Huh? The mind is so powerful, it can do anything that can be done physically and much more. Sometimes you cannot do physically, but if your mind is pure, that is most acceptable by Krishna or his pure devotee. You can embrace your Guru Maharaj also, thanking him for the kripa, the guru kripa, not physically. Usually the disciples, they just want to enjoy the guru. Sometimes they will only appear, when we go travel, they will only appear when the guru is there. And when the guru is not there, no more. No more appearance, no more seva. But when the guru is there, whoa, so busy. Doing many, many things. Showing off, so to speak. That, oh, very sincere. Yeah, nice devotee. But the guru will ask first. First question that guru will ask, are you chanting your rounds? And for the second initiated, are you chanting your Gayatri mantra on time? So you can touch. It's like in Radha Govinda temple, when they do artik, the lamps, they will just show like this to the people. In ISKCON, we give everybody a chance to touch it, right? But in some temples, they just show to the people like this, and everybody should just go like this, and so far, touch to the head. It's the same. This is the mystery of transcendental nature.
And one of the four, once Prabhupada, somebody was touching his feet, Prabhupada did like it because he was sick.
Yes.
And he told the disciples, don't touch my feet because I have the lower karmas and I have to suffer.
It's not really that You see, because the spiritual master is transcendental. Usually, those who are materialists, you don't let them touch your feet. It's like for me, how can I avoid it? And Prabhupada says that if somebody touches your feet, you just think of the parampara. You think of the parampara. Especially for sannyasis, they take advantage of you. Taking advantage means they want to release the sinful reactions that they have by touching somebody's feet. And if you're not very strong, yes, you'll get sick. You'll fall down too because of thinking, oh, I'm a Vaishnava. One should not think that he is a Vaishnava. This is number one. As soon as you think that you're a Vaishnava, there's a tendency to become proud. We should always think that we are trying to become a Vaishnava. Because being a Vaishnava is very, very, very high. We are not Vaishnavas yet. We still have so many material desires. A pure Vaishnava, he doesn't have any material desires. Only solely, only for Krishna, 100%. So, especially in Vrindavan, everybody wants to touch your feet, the pilgrims. Even for brahmacharis, they want to touch your feet. They don't want to touch the feet of grihastas though, I don't know why. They think that, you know, spiritual life, highest spiritual life is only for those who are wearing saffron. No! There are more grihastas in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's entourage. There are two kinds of Vaishnavas, grihastha, Vaishnava, and tyagi, Vaishnavas. Those are renowned. So if somebody touch your feet, then just pray to Srila Prabhupada and the disciplic succession. Otherwise, if one is not so strong, he will feel sick because they're so contaminated. That's true. The hand is so powerful. Energy is being transferred to this. If you shake hands, we mentioned that in the class last time or a few classes ago. You touch somebody's body, your energy is transferred to that person. That's why when they ask for blessings, they want you to touch their head. Usually, when blessings is being done, you know, you've seen everybody who wants to give blessings. They just go like this, right? Even Mayavadis, they give blessings like this through the hand because some energy is coming here. So if the person is sinful or materialist and touch you, and you're not so powerful, then Prabhupada is so humble. He will never get sick because of somebody else's karma. For conditioned souls like us, definitely will get sick. Even if we don't get touched, we'll get sick. But Prabhupada, no. He's beyond here. He's walking is with his lotus feet. He's not touching the material world. So he's saying that out of humility only. Okay? Don't think that he is like a conditioned soul like us.
I have just one book I have read and translated that it was quoted. In a book that was quoted by Prabhupada.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Thank you.
Yeah. Anything else?
Nothing, Madam. Thank you.
Can I ask this? Just one second. Parvati always have a good comment or a question. Just one second, okay? Hari Bol.
Jai Shri Parvati.
Yeah. Well, that's.
Jai
Yeah. Right. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. She was saying that there was not. She never heard that Prabhupada says that by touching his feet, that he gets sick. But he asked the prayers of his disciples when he gets sick. That's why when we started chanting these Nisinga prayers, everyone all over the world, he taught this singing of the Nisinga mantra.
Yes.
The pure devotee of the Lord will never get sick by having their lotus feet being touched. Not possible. Because they're beyond the modes of material nature. If they are, then they are not Sri Guru. Do you understand the logic? Right? That means he's a conditioned soul. No, he's not a conditioned soul. Never ever come to a conclusion at any moment that our spiritual master is a conditioned soul like us. To think so is a big apparat, and one will not go back home back to Godhead. I mentioned this one time when we had this guru seminar, because now they're teaching this. Gurus in ISKCON and being a disciple in ISKCON. Everyone who's gonna get initiated, they have to go through this actually in the future. Being a disciple in ISKCON. In Guru, I made a comment that one should always think that his spiritual master is a pure devotee and he will never fall down. That he's the best. And then Anuttama Prabhu says, where did you find this? Which shloka is this? You find it for me and give it to me. No, I cannot find. That is just my realization. That doesn't mean that he's the best, that others are lower. No, everyone is also good and best, but for you, he is the ultimate. Otherwise, how will you increase your faith towards Guru? And without faith towards Guru, you will never go back home back to Godhead. Not possible. No way. So we should pray that somehow or other, hope against hope, someday we'll take shelter under the lotus feet of our Guru Maharaj, by obeying his instructions, by not offending any Vaishnavas, and to chant purely the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.